You know, it's tough to say. You know, I think they don't give up very many big plays, I think, and so they do a good job of keeping things underneath and making tackles and kind of make you have long drives be patient. And so I think a lot of times what that does is give you completions, but it's not, those completions aren't always leading to first downs, and you kind of got to get two or three completions to get first downs. So they do a good job of mixing up different coverages and getting pressure on the quarterback and doing a number of different looks.
You guys had the Philly game, didn't manage to score a touchdown. I mean, have you seen signs that the offense might be ready to turn things around this week at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done a better job offensively of having good drives and converting on third downs, not having the negative plays that were hurting us early in the season. We've been better at having, third and manageable situations. So we're converting more third downs, therefore having more plays, getting into a better rhythm, and we got to do a little bit better down the green zone. I think we are close on a number of plays. Have a few things, where we're just inches away from having touchdowns and set of incompletions on some things. So, but I feel good that we're making progress. We are getting better, and we're going to continue to improve.
Does it feel kind of good? You see Andre Brake is like for the second time in less than a year, and looks like this Sunday he'll be back.
Yeah, it's a great tribute to Andre, the way he's worked to come back from these injuries. I know it's been frustrating for him, but he's done a great job of just staying positive, and I think that obviously the team supported him, and we have his back, and hopefully he can come back and help us out.
What's that like to have so many different options now? I mean, running back, each guy seems to bring a little something different to the table, although they kind of do have similar styles.
Yeah, well, I think it's good just to have guys can kind of concentrate on certain aspects, but I think obviously the more weapons you have and keeping guys fresh is a positive. Obviously, these last few weeks we were limited on running backs, and so now you got guys with some experience back in there. You have Peyton Hillis, who's done a good job. He'll continue to get his reps, but we won't be overloading him as well.